AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. was preparing a military strike against Iran, but suddenly called it off with just hours to go, according to a U.S. official. This was supposed to be payback for Iran's shootdown of a U.S. surveillance drone. Sanam Vakil is an expert on Iran.
President Trump's advisors are very much leaning towards a response. So how that debate is played out within the administration is going to be important to watch.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
They made a very big mistake.
In the Oval Office yesterday, the president gathered top security advisors and lawmakers to discuss options. But the president also suggested the drone attack was a foolish error and not an intentional act.
It could have been somebody who was loose and stupid that did it.
Though Iran described it as a deliberate defense of its territory, claiming the drone was in Iranian airspace, which the U.S. denies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Washington is now banning U.S.-registered aircraft from flying over parts of the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman as the tension between the U.S. and Iran ramps up. Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says he and fellow Democrats warned the president yesterday against sliding into war by mistake.
The president may not intend to go to war here, but we're worried that he and the administration may bumble into a war.
A U.S. watchdog says the United States is spending billions in Afghanistan, but much of it's wasted money. It says Afghan forces continue to suffer staggering losses, and Afghan military personnel, some of them, leave their jobs and just don't return. A moderate 5.1 earthquake has hit western France, felt as far away as Normandy in the north. No damage has been reported so far. This is AP Radio News. A bombshell in the trial of a Navy SEAL charged with murder.
Navy medic Corey Scott, testifying under a grant of immunity, says he, not Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher, killed a teenage Islamic State fighter in 2017 in Iraq. Gallagher's attorney, Timothy Parlatori.
What we learned, Chief Gallagher is not guilty of murder.
Scott did testify Gallagher had unexpectedly stabbed the teen in the shoulder as they were treating him for other wounds, but to him the knife wound wasn't fatal. He says he asphyxiated the teen by blocking his breathing tube to keep him from being tortured by Iraqi forces. Gallagher's wife, Andrea.
Someone was finally had the bravery to stand up for the truth.
The Navy says the trial will continue. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Rolling Stones return to the stage tonight at Chicago's Soldier Field after postponing their tour because Mick Jagger needed medical treatment. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.